Colorful Radio.
Welcome back to Colorful Radio. Yeah, we're recording live here at the African Center in the heart of London. And as I promised you earlier, we have two amazing guests joining me, Eric and Ezra Kigundu. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank
you for having You're me. So hello, nervous. Hello. Don't worry, they can't see you.
Thank goodness.
I think that would be better if they could.
Okay, so I'm just going to read quickly to the audience. I had already told them, I prepped them this morning about what was happening. It's mainly about us women, especially women of color, who have struggled with hair loss and a thinning hairline. And you started this family-run business, which is committed to developing premium hair products that enhance the hair experience for women of color, giving them or giving us the confidence to wear their hair however they want. And the reason why you started this is because of the increase in hair loss and traction of alopecia amongst our women of color.
Yes.
And at the time when you started, friends and family were concerned about their hairline and desperate for an immediate solution. So this is cool for me because I was diagnosed with traction alopecia about 7 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. You weren't expecting that.
No.
Okay, I was. By a trichologist or tricologist?
Trichologist,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, whichever one it is. But anyway, going into the show, I want to know, what is Miss Hair and why did you start it?
Okay, well, to begin off the brand Miss Hair, so what we wanted to do was come up with a name that was easily recognizable,
yeah,
and that empowered women. So Miss Hair was something that just clicked with us. And we wanted to provide a product that helped women and also help our community in the mm-hmm. sense that at traction alopecia, when we'd done our research, we found that it was something that affected women of color in particular, mm-hmm. Usually because of the way they style their hair.
Yeah.
So we really wanted to try to provide an instant solution for that.
Okay.
And almost a backstory as to how we came across hair fibers and why we just wanted to start the business was in summer 2016.
Okay.
So I went
to fairly new.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
This is some new information.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's a very new, very new business. So in summer 2016, I went to my barber shop and my regular barber wasn't there. So I had to use another barber who kind of butchered my hairline.
As they do,
as a lot of people experience. So from that situation, I was coming out of that thinking, what can I do to improve the appearance of my hairline?
Yeah.
Went home, spoke to my sister about it. She also said that she was struggling with traction alopecia for some time around her edges.
Yeah.
So, you know, we sat around the table and we thought, what's out there that we can use that's for our hair type? And we couldn't find something that was appropriate in the marketplace.
Yeah.
Most of the products weren't suited for our hair types. And if you wanted to get something, a proper treatment, it was quite expensive.
Yeah.
So we decided to see if we could create our own product mm-hmm. That would be suited for afro hair and curly hair textures.
Yeah.
And that's how Miss Hair was born, really.
Wow. Amazing. Okay. Moving on. Why should women purchase Miss Hair products?
That's a good question. And
I know.
So what we offer women of color is that our products are 100% natural.
Mm-hmm.
They are tried and tested with ourselves, our friends, our family, and we've also enlisted the help of experts like trichologists, hairstylists, to ensure that it really works with kinky, coily, and curly hair. So that is the key point. So like Ezra just mentioned, there are a number of people trying to offer solutions, but they are not targeting or they are not addressing some of the needs of women of color.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what we do. Our products are sweat resistant. The fibers last up to 48 hours and they won't irritate the skin or scalp.
Oh, wow.
Indeed. Yeah, just to add to that. So I think the main reason why we wanted to create the product was to give back people confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a good point.
Yeah, a lot of people experience challenges with self-confidence when they're experiencing traction alopecia or hair loss. I know I had to wear hats for several days when my hair
I wore a hairband.
Yeah, exactly. So we want to give back confidence to people to wear their hair naturally and have the confidence to do so. It also gives them choice to wear whatever hairstyle they want in terms of natural hairdos and not worrying about exposing the hairlines. It's convenient to use. It takes seconds to apply on, so mm-hmm. it's not something that's going to take you hours in the morning. And it also prevents further damage happening to your hair. So some women are looking to go through the natural transition.
Okay.
This product's useful because you can go through that transition without being concerned about any thinning areas showing. So it makes that process much easier.
Oh, wow. Sounds amazing. Well, going back to Eric, you said something about finding something that works. How does the hair foundation fibers work?
So hair foundation fibers are made, so how we formulate them is using natural ingredients, like I said before, and then using keratin, mm-hmm. and animodium bicarbonate, and a few other ingredients that help it bond statically to the hair follicles,
okay.
on a person's head. So if you have a complete baldness, mm-hmm. the fibers would have no follicles for them to actually attach to.
Okay.
So you need to have some form of hair. So even okay. if to the naked eye, you might not be able to see that you have a bit of follicles.
But under fibers, a microscope, maybe.
Yeah. So the fibers will be able to attach to that, and then they create a fuller, natural looking hairline or
okay.
A center parting or whatever patch you have, so they make it look much more fuller. So to a person looking at you, you have natural hair. Your hair is back to its previous glory, mm-hmm. and you don't have no concerns of that.
Oh. Preach.
Yeah. I like the sound of it. What advice would you give to women to protect their edges or hairline? Because you guys are talking about this. I'm thinking two brothers dealing with women of color. Hello. What is it you know about our hair? But what advice do you have for us women?
Okay. In terms of advice, because we work with a number of trichologists, hairstylists, yeah. and we've partnered up with some of the exclusive salons in London, and of course, our sister is involved in our business as well.
Better,
so to address the question about two men and what they'll know about female health. So we've done our research.
Okay, good.
And from the trichologist we've spoken to, so traction alopecia, so traction, which is the pulling of hair. So mm-hmm. this usually comes across based on the number of different styles that particular women do. And so this constant pulling is what slowly starts to pull out the follicles, and just that's when their thinning takes place. So the best advice that was given to us by trichologists, yes. and from what we've experienced, is the hair has to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot do constant styles that pull the hair and expect your hair to grow back. And on top of that, you also have to use good essential oils. So it depends on what preference you have, because everyone's hair type is different. So mm-hmm. some people castor oil works, other times coconut oil works. So it just depends on what. But getting a good circulation around the thinning air, the thinning area.
Yep.
So that usually, so massaging your scalp and hair with essential oils is a good way to get the blood flowing, and then that encourages hair growth.
Ooh, I like that.
And just to add on that, we will be doing a video series in the future, which will be featured on our website, which will provide in-depth information as to how you can treat your hair and how you can avoid issues like traction alopecia.
Mm-hmm.
We're working with a fantastic hair specialist called Stephanie Shea, and she will be helping us outline this information. So when that comes out, stay tuned. It's really going to be good content for you to learn how to better take care of your hair.
Wow, that's kind of transitioned into the next question, actually. What's next for Miss Hair?
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, so just on top of that, so we are keen to build a brand in the UK, become a household name. We would love to have Miss Hair be synonymous with black hair and beauty within the UK. And from that, we would like to expand into the US markets and take our products eventually into Africa, because we feel that there's a large population that would definitely value and find use with our products and relate to the authenticity of the brand. So that's the long-term aim.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited. We're starting out. And
done.
Thank you so much. It's been a great journey so far. Thank
yeah.
you.
Okay, so what's the journey been like for you guys? Because obviously coming into the female space, especially when it comes to hair, what's the response been from our ladies?
Very positive.
Okay.
We have been to a number
of... Ezra's laughing. You're lying.
No, it's been very positive. So we went to two events, Afro Hair and Beauty Live and a Curly Treats.
Oh, you guys are for real.
So we were there. We had our stall. Women came over. They were very encouraging. They were... because the product works.
Okay.
And we were giving live demos, so we just created a little side stand and just said, sit down, let's apply the fibers. And if it doesn't work, you'll be able, if it works, you'll be able to see for yourself. And once we sprayed it on, we had one lady who had, she was very conscious about her thinning, so she didn't want to actually
show it publicly.
In public. Yeah. So we sort of created a little board for her, so like we hid her and we sprayed it, and she loved it.
Oh my God.
And she, of course, ended up buying it, and she's given us some good reviews on our site. And so the journey has been, it's been one of a lot of research,
yes,
a lot of lessons,
learning.
A lot of learning, and it's been fun because we're a family and we work together, so sometimes that could be challenging as a sibling rivalry.
You didn't have to bring it up, mate.
No, but it's true, and it's part of the challenge of working together.
Indeed,
that's what.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's not just about starting up a business. There's other things behind it. Trust. Looks good in the front.
That's it. Trust is the key thing, but because we know each other, so there is no. So if I know that Ezra has an issue or Ezra has a point that he's very positive or committed on, I understand that. So there's that trust that also helps us just move things along much, much faster.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've had, well, for me, I've had 25 years of building that trust with Eric.
So, bless you.
So it's been some time in the making. But yeah, as Eric mentioned, it's such a blessing to be able to work with your family and to be able to move forward as one is amazing.
That's
in itself.
Good.
So, but just to add on the point Eric mentioned before, when we spoke to women in Afro hair and beauty shows, what really stood out to me was the way they responded once they used the product.
Mm-hmm.
You could see their eyes lift. It was a transformation for them. And they felt, they felt a new sense of confidence to wear their hair differently. So that was really enlightening to us. So not only are we providing a product, we're also providing an experience for someone that feels differently after using the product. So that was really a good experience to go through.
And maybe a couple more questions. Because it's business, you're entrepreneurs, I would say.
Yeah.
What are the limitations or the barriers that you've experienced trying to get into the market and to actually set up the business?
So cash flow, as they say, is king.
Cash is king now.
So we funded the business ourselves, and in the early days we struggled to almost expand as fast as we wanted to because we were limited with the stock we had and we had to sell that. But I think that once you overcome that hurdle, if you have an authentic message, which we believe we do, and if the consumer you're targeting resonates with that message, the rest is really a learning process.
Brilliant.
So, and customers, they're very understanding. So they know, you don't build a massive business overnight. So it takes time and it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
So they are happy to be patient with you as long as you offer, great customer service and good communication. So that's what we do.
Yeah, and just to add on that, I think when you do start a business, it's worth bearing in mind that it is a journey. It takes quite some time to really build it and see your fruits flourish. So if I could give any advice out to anyone looking to do a business or start something, just be patient with it, work hard, be consistent with it, and over time you should be able to see some results.
Oh my gosh.
Because one thing that we went through when we started some time back, we were consistently thinking, when are we going to see the difference? When are we going to start earning some income? But you just have to keep
not
on track.
Not now,
just in the future. So yeah, just keep stay focused and keep grinding, as they say, and over time you should be able to make it.
Well done. And so if I am an audience member listening to the show, where do I find Miss Hair?
Yeah, so you can find us on our website. Check us out on www.mshair.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mshair.co.uk. We're also on social media. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook at mshair.uk. So we're always posting interesting hairstyles, advice, events that we're attending, so it's worth keeping up to date in terms of what we're doing. And as I mentioned earlier, we will be launching a mini video series in a couple of weeks, so stay tuned to that. That's going to be really interesting.
Looking forward to that.
But
if somebody's looking for the product right now? Yeah.
Right now, we are sold out. So
what can you be sold out to?
The demand has been overwhelming. And,
That's a good problem to have.
A very good
problem. But the people are going to be camping outside your house.
We have a pre-order On our website, you can pre-order the product at a discounted rate. So it's normally $39.99 for the hair foundation kit, and you can pre-order it for £30. And we are expecting a large amount of stock very soon. And so those that pre-order now will be put on a priority list to get that stock immediately.
Amazing.
So we've got a number of pre-orders as well. So people, women want this product, and we are very happy to give it to them.
Well done. Well done, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for coming. Anything you want to add?
No, I think that's great. Really appreciate your time.
Yay.
We've had such a good experience.
Congratulations. And all the best to the huge. I'm going to be watching.
Oh, amazing.
I'm going to be watching.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. For all of you who are interested, feel free to go to misshair.co.uk to check on their progress. And anyone wanting the product, it will be coming in the next week, right?
Yes.
In the next week. Okay, we promise you, ladies, don't come outside Africa Center. We don't have it here, but check out online. Thank you. We'll be back in a minute.